Hello, welcome back to the Shaping Little Minds podcast. I am so excited to have you here. Can you believe it's December? Like, where did the time go? I truly don't know how we're just weeks away from 2024. And honestly, is it just me, or is it this time of year that you get like super reflective and you start to work on some kind of plan for 2024? It truly like lights me up. I'm like a kid at a toy store when it comes to planning for a brand new year. I am the biggest dreamer. So I started dreaming up what next year is going to look like, what my best year yet is going to look like, and how I want to show up and where I'd like to be at this time next year, which is so crazy to think about, and so on and so forth. You get the picture. So if you'd like to hear some of my reflections, send me a message on Instagram at Shaping Little Minds, and I will put that in a podcast at the end of this month. All right, let's dive into today's podcast sponsor, and then we'll get down to business. Do you feel like if you got more support, you might be happier inside the classroom? Like maybe you're not sure where to get that support? My one-on-one coaching program is one great place to get individualized support and to really feel like you are moving in the right direction so that you love your job as a teacher instead of dreading it or resenting it. Inside of one-on-one coaching, the support that comes along with it is incredible. You get a learning portal that you can dive into at your own pace. It is basically a course for teachers that I created for this program specifically. You get access to various resources, additional resources on top of that learning portal at your request, and you get access to me as a coach. So one-on-one coaching is going to meet your specific needs so that you can go from feeling overwhelmed, questioning your teaching abilities, thinking about potentially leaving the classroom, and just honestly feeling really lost to feeling confident in yourself and in your teaching abilities. So I'm just going to break down everything you need to know about the program. First and foremost, the program currently runs for 12 weeks or 3 months. Teachers have a learning portal, which I mentioned before, that they can dive into at their own pace. And you actually have lifetime access to this portal. So even after our 12 weeks together, you can still access this portal at your own time. We have 4 60-minute calls each month for 3 months that are one-on-one and honestly are led by you. So whatever you are struggling with in that call, we can talk about and we can dive into. You get recaps and recordings of each coaching call, and that will be available to you within 24 to 48 hours of our one-on-one call. You can get classroom work reviewed by me, so you get feedback on anything that you're working on, whether that's lesson plans or procedures that you want to implement, or rules and routines that you're looking to implement. You also get 24/6 Voxer. So Sunday to Friday, you get access to me via Voxer, which is a free messaging app. And this is a place for you to get further support outside of our calls, outside of our one-on-one calls. The cost right now is $9.97. So $9.97 is the cost right now. These prices are going up, and you have three ways to pay. There are three payment options. One is you can pay in full if you are able to do so. Two is you can pay $3.33 over the course of 3 months. So each month you pay that $3.33, or you can pay over 6 months at $167 a month. My clients have seen tremendous growth and success within this program. It is literally a program like no other in early education. Again, prices will go up next month, January 1st, 2024. So you don't want to miss your chance to get in at this price. If you want to learn more about one-on-one coaching and you're looking to learn from someone who's been through it, I do have a podcast episode with my previous client. Her name was Ashley. I will link that in the show notes below. If you decide that you do want to go through with it, you fill out the application. And again, that application will be in the description below. Once you've applied, I will personally message you to let you know whether or not you're a good fit and get and get our initial call scheduled to be able to create a plan that can really help you in whatever it is that you're struggling with, and make sure that you love your teaching position and you have a life outside of teaching as well. So if you have any questions, you can always send me a DM on Instagram at Shaping Little Minds Podcast. I am literally always here for you. My DMs are open. I cannot wait to support you. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hey there, Adva here. I am so excited to welcome you to the Shaping Little Minds podcast, where we help support and mentor early childhood teachers inside the classroom. This is a place where we dive into classroom management, growth mindset, professional learning, and so much more. I'm an early childhood teacher who saw a huge gap in how early childhood educators were supported inside the classroom. I created this platform in order to help teachers feel more confident, supported, and develop a sense of trust in their teaching. Let's make teaching exciting again. Okay, so here is the thing. This time of year is oh so hectic and can feel all-consuming. Thanksgiving doesn't really feel like a real vacation, and waiting a full 3 weeks or more for winter break can feel like it's never ending. So, behaviors start to pop up out of nowhere. The classroom feels more chaotic than ever. You feel like you can't take off because it's just too crazy, and you've basically put your life on hold because the season is so hard on you in every possible way. If this is you, first of all, I have been there. But second, this is a perfect podcast for you to be listening to. When I left my teaching job, I knew I still wanted to teach in some way. Even if I wasn't in the classroom full time, I really wanted to create a space for teachers to learn in a way that wasn't overwhelming and was easily implementable. So I started this podcast and launched my one-on-one coaching program. During that time, I realized that I had processes to help with teacher burnout, to help with the workload, to help with so much inside the classroom. So today, I'm sharing my some lessons I learned in order to help me thrive in the busy seasons like we're in right now. So, the first lesson I learned is that you need to create space for rest every single day. I never believed in rest. I thought rest meant I was lazy. I thought rest equaled a lack of productivity. It was only through hardship and a lot of coaching that I learned that rest was actually critical to a person's ability to function from day to day. And that might sound ridiculous that I didn't know that, but that was the way my brain was wired. The hardship of being so consumed in my work that I lost myself. I lost my identity outside of teaching and outside of the classroom. The hardship was not taking care of my well-being, so I never felt my best, and I was always, always, always exhausted with little to no energy for my students, for myself, and for the people that were closest to me. The hardship was not enough sleep and way too much stress that ended up in constant migraines, literally constant migraines. I had migraines all the time. And I was always sick. No one wants to feel that way, especially when you're caring for young children as a classroom teacher. I knew I had to change things if I wanted to feel better, if I wanted to not feel so tired. If I wanted to decrease any and all stress levels, I knew I had to do it, but I knew I also couldn't do it on my own. And that's where the opportunity to work with a life coach as well as a business coach came into play. I was given the opportunity to invest in myself so that I could show up in the way I always envisioned. It was during that time that my business coach gave me one of the best mottos that I still hold on to till this day, and that was, rest creates momentum. Rest creates momentum. Now, what does this mean? It means that when you give your body the rest it needs to be able to function, that's when you end up seeing the most momentum in any project that you might be working on. So in a teacher's world, when you rest and take care of your body and mind, you actually see a difference in the way you show up inside your classroom for both yourself and for your students. And that brings me to my next point, which is take inventory on how you want to show up every day. Right now, you might be feeling irritable, like you're losing your patience way faster than you'd like you don't have the energy for the things you need to do in order to feel prepared inside the classroom, or like you don't have the time to spend with the people you love the most outside of the classroom. If this is you, I want you to take a minute and think about the following. What kind of teacher do you want to be in the classroom? How do you want to show up for yourself? How do you want to show up for your students? What does life outside of teaching look like? And how do you want to show up there? And how much rest does this person need in order to do it all? These are questions I had to really think about before I was able to create the reality I wanted to see every day. Here's the thing, your mindset creates your reality. If you're always exhausted, complaining about a job that sucks your energy, but at the same time you're not willing to get the support that you need, you will never get to where you want to go. Literally never get to where you want to go. And I'm not saying this to be mean, I'm saying this because it's true. So my question to you is, how important is this to you? And what will you make more of a priority to in order to be this person? I have been here before, and the only thing that got me through was mentorship and support. If you're at a point where you're just tired of the way things are going, but you're not sure how to change the trajectory, my one-on-one coaching program is literally the perfect place for you to start that process. If you're not ready to invest that much money, I do have 60-minute classroom reset calls available, which I will link in the show notes below so that you can check that out as well. You can start 2024 on a completely different foot with the tools and the knowledge you need to help you show up in a way that feels good to you, all with the right support and guidance. Number three. Get creative in the way you teach. When we think of teaching, we think of a teacher-led classroom. Now, many have transitioned out of this, but there are some schools that are still in this modality. And that means that teachers are doing most of the work and usually lecturing or talking at the students instead of talking with the students when teaching. So during a busy season like this, that style will not work. It just won't. As I'm sure you're witnessing, behaviors are popping up left and right. The kids are busy chatting rather than listening, and everyone, teachers and students alike, are counting down to winter break. Now's the time to get creative with your teaching, even if that means you put a little bit more energy into your lesson planning, even if that means that you need extra support to be able to put more energy and more creativity into your lesson planning. I know that it is probably the last thing you want to hear before, right before winter break, as you are anticipating this truly incredible chance to take off and to recharge and reset. But it makes a huge difference in the way your classroom management and behavior management show up in the classroom. So some ideas that you can take with you into your classroom that are creative ways to still teach, but not be talking at the students is playing an educational game. Put them into teams, have them work by themselves, do some kind of memory game. I don't know, educational games. Number two, hands-on activities where the kids are working together, the kids are working individually, the kids are working both. You can kind of mix and match. Up to you. You can incorporate movement into your lessons or incorporate movement in between each lesson. And then you make time for some fun, whether that's board games that they can play or free play or free reading if you're teaching in the grades, whatever it is, so that the kids have incentive to continue to follow rules and expectations. I think you get the picture here. This is a time to be a little bit more flexible and make things more enjoyable for your students, but also for you. And that brings me to my last point in today's episode, and that is take time for you. It is anything but selfish to take time for you. Taking time for you doesn't mean you're slacking. Taking time for you just means you are refilling your cup. So let me ask you, what is something that brings you joy? What is something that you talk about doing, but you still haven't done because you haven't taken time for you? What do you wish you had more time to do or not do? When I kept myself incredibly busy, because that's how I felt successful, I always complained of being tired and not having time to myself. I was running like a chicken without a head, and I had literally no time to just sit and be with myself. Thing is, when I did have the time, my thoughts were, "You're lazy. There's always something you can be doing. Why aren't you doing it?" Those thoughts are toxic. Which is why in the last podcast episode, I spoke about the importance of filtering through the thoughts that come in every day. Some thoughts are great, but others end up being to your detriment. Don't let those thoughts take that time away from you doing what you want to do in order to fill your cup. You can show up the way you want to with a full cup, not with an empty cup. What is one thing you're going to do for you today, right now? I want you to put it in your calendar and I want you to make it a non-negotiable. You got this. So let's recap before we end this episode. Holiday season is busy, it is overwhelming, and there are some steps you can take to help that busyness and help that overwhelm. Number one, you can create space for rest. Every single day. If you need to use the mantra I use, do it. It's rest creates momentum. Number two, take inventory as to how you want to show up every day. Ask yourself, how do I want to show up in the classroom today? How do I want to show up for my students today? How will I show up for myself today? Number three, get creative in the way you teach. Now is the time to have a more flexible way of teaching. Students can feel the break and are getting antsy. Change things up. That doesn't mean lose all structure, but it does mean you get to be more creative in the way you teach. And last but not least, take time for you. You need the space to recharge. If you don't get that space, you end up pouring from an empty cup and not showing up in a way that feels good. Be sure to do that something that brings you joy. This is only a small part of what I teach inside of one-on-one coaching, so that you can step into 2024 feeling confident and excited to go back into the classroom after a much needed break. You can, of course, apply with the link in the description below, or you can message me on Instagram and ask any questions. My DMs are always open. As always, thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast episode. If you could share this episode with your teacher friends, leave a review, or just share the episode on Instagram and tag me, I always love to connect with you. Keep learning, growing, and becoming your best teacher self. I am so proud of you. See you next time, teachers.